For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Trump administration has asked a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to distribute November's full SNAP benefits during the U.S. government shutdown. U.S. District Judge John J. McConnell Jr. had given the administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. However, the administration is seeking to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than available in a contingency fund. Meanwhile, some states, like Wisconsin, have already started distributing the payments. The ongoing court battle adds to weeks of uncertainty for the food program, which serves about 1 in 8 Americans. Full November benefits are available to Wisconsin food share recipients. A spokesperson for the Office of Governor Tony Evers confirmed Friday that more than $104 million in benefits were paid to 337,000 households at midnight. According to the Evers administration, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services acted to release federal SNAP funding after federal judges ordered the Trump administration to make full payments and before the Trump administration sought to block them. The Trump White House argues it lacks sufficient funds to full benefits and that the issue stems from congressional inaction amid the government shutdown. If the federal shutdown continues into next month, Wisconsin and other states will again face a halt to food assistance payments. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is applying for federal funding to support rural health care. DHS is applying for $1 billion as part of the Rural Health Transformation Program. DHS says more than 200 community partners have offered feedback to shape the state's application. New signs now greet visitors at Richland Center City Parks, officially marking the implementation of the Tobacco-Free Parks Ordinance adopted by the Richland Center Common Council earlier this year. The signs, funded by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, were recently installed by the Richland Center Public Works Department. The ordinance, adopted in June 2025, reflects years of youth leadership and community collaboration to create safer, cleaner, and more family-friendly outdoor spaces. Similar policies have already been adopted in many Wisconsin communities, including Superior, Ashland, La Crosse, Wisconsin Dells, and Mauston. Jeff Behrens, Richland Center High School Youth for Change advisor, said, quote, "These signs represent more than 5 years of hard work and persistence by local youth leaders, many of whom have since graduated, who were determined to make a difference." He added, "It's inspiring to see their vision for healthier, more welcoming public spaces become a visible reality." Local data show strong community support for the change. A 2020 survey conducted by the coalition of nearly 300 residents found that three-quarters favored tobacco-free parks and 73% believed secondhand smoke and aerosol are harmful outdoors. While some initially questioned how such a rule could be enforced, evidence from other Wisconsin communities shows that tobacco-free park policies are largely self-enforcing. Clear signage, public education, and social norms play a much greater role than citations. Most residents simply comply once they know the rule exists. Community members are encouraged to help keep Richland Center's parks tobacco-free by kindly reminding others of the ordinance, especially during community events, concerts, and sports gatherings. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online webpage to help track cases of flu-like illnesses. The new respiratory data webpage summarizes data on outpatient and urgent care visits where patients report with a fever of over 100 degrees as well as a cough or sore throat. The webpage features an interactive map where residents can track flu-like illness activity across various regions of the state over specific periods of time. Department of Health Services officials previously warned there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, about half as many Wisconsinites received their annual flu shot throughout the month of October this year compared to last year, which saw nearly 860,000 get their flu shot. DHS officials are still encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather continues to settle in across the state. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo welcomes Kelly Jones Monahan, MD, FACS, an SSM Health Dean Medical Group Specialty Services Board Certified General Surgeon. She is now accepting new patients. She joins Mark Meyer, MD, and Tenzin Atruksang, MD, both SSM Health, Dean Medical Group Specialty Services Board Certified General Surgeons. Dr. Jones Monahan offers a full range of surgical services. A graduate of the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine, Dr. Jones Monahan completed her general surgery residency at the Saginaw Cooperative Hospitals. She is board certified by the American Board of Surgery and a fellow with the American College of Surgeons. As a general surgeon, Dr. Jones Monahan takes the time to ensure patients understand procedures and are comfortable with collaborative decision-making.
When money is needed, it is nice to have legitimate loans available to help with expenses. If a call is received in regards to loans, consumers should be cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers are receiving calls and voicemails about large loans that they, quote, qualify for or that they never finished their application for. But really, these are all just scam attempts. They're not real offers or true reminders. Scammers are making these calls hoping consumers become excited or alarmed and that they'll provide their personal information to either complete or cancel the loan application before they have a chance to really just pause and think about it. We've seen that these scammers are very persistent and will repeatedly call and leave voicemails. Some calls have provided very specific amounts of the loan, and we've seen as high as $52,000.
If you are in need of a loan, Michelle Reinen recommends dealing with someone you know you can trust.
It's so comforting to be able to truly shake a hand, have eye contact, engage in person. I mean, there are certainly things that you can go ahead and do online or, you know, make that phone call, but always be confident that you truly know who you are engaging with. And when you live in a smaller community, that is definitely an advantage to being able to have confidence in who you're dealing with.
To report a call in regards to fake loan, contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 37 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.